IMO rebuilds consensus on global shipping emissions. The Marine Environment Protection Committee of the IMO concluded its 84th session with a commitment to rebuild consensus on global shipping emissions. The committee agreed to establish an intersessional working group to resolve various concerns and drive broader convergence on a global measure ahead of MEPC 85 in 6 months. Nearly 100 delegations took the floor this week to voice their views on the adoption of mid-term measures to address GHG emissions from ships, known as the IMO Net Zero Framework, with multiple proposals tabled on how to take forward negotiations. The committee agreed to establish an intersessional working group to resolve various concerns and drive broader convergence on a global measure. Member states will be able to submit new amendments and adjustments to the draft amendments previously approved. Two intersessional meetings will be scheduled ahead of MEPC 85, as well as a one-day expert workshop on chain of custody models. The second extraordinary session of MEPC is scheduled to resume on December 4th, subject to discussions at MEPC 85. Closing the meeting, IMO Secretary General Arsenio Dominguez said, "We are back on track, but we have to rebuild trust." At the conclusion of the meeting, Thomas A. Kazakas, Secretary General of the International Chamber of Shipping, ICS, said, "The constructive dialogue that has taken place this week is hugely welcome. Although it is clear that many member states are still unable to adopt a global regulatory framework unless further adjustments are made. The shipping industry is fully committed to achieving the ambitions of the 2023 IMO GHG strategy and has already delivered substantial GHG emissions reductions. It is vital that governments move towards adoption of a comprehensive fit-for-purpose global framework as soon as possible." While the US and its allies successfully pushed for a tactical delay of the discussion until autumn, the EU and other ambitious countries refused to abandon the framework. TNE reports the meeting as having ended with the net zero framework intact despite a week of pressure and delay tactics from the US. The IMO can't let delays become the new normal. Now is not the time for setting up compromises that water down the deal or kicking the can down the road.